Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
MatchOnMatch.com is a black-owned, online, micro-marketplace that offers maximum exposure dedicated to black and brown creatives, content creators, and entrepreneurs alike. Need help with a product launch, website, or designing merch? Email us at info@MatchOnMatch.com or click the link in the description of this episode. And for ASAP listeners, we are offering free shipping with code ASAP at checkout.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Yeah, I know Memphis is on fire right now, so we got Cash Deuce in the building.
Yes, sir.
Big Cash.
Yes, JP sir. Scooter.
What's up, man? Thank you for tapping in ASAP.
Man, we appreciate you. Thank you for having us.
Is it your first time in LA?
No, not my first time. I'm actually born here.
You was born here?
Yeah, I was born at Kaiser Memorial.
Nigga, you were born in L.A. You talk like that?
yeah. L.A., baby. Well, I was born here, but we moved to Memphis when we were like, I was probably like 6 or 7.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Wow.
So I pretty much was born in Cali, but I lived my whole life in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm the Memphis child. He the Cali, baby.
Yeah.
That's what's up, Memphis. Memphis, yeah, Memphis, yeah. Tennessee. I went to, I don't know if it was Memphis or Nashville, but it was a bunch of white people.
Oh, that's Nashville. Yeah,
they loved that. They was like acting like that was Miami or some shit.
Yeah, hey, Nashville. I mean, Nashville, cool. You just gotta like Nashville. Like it's a little different. It's country. It ain't Memphis and Nashville a little different. You know what I'm talking about? There's more black people in Memphis than it is Nashville. Nashville a little more country. You're gonna get their country music. You're gonna get trap music in Memphis.
I was looking too. Memphis got like 65% black people. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's especially. Now, that's on the outskirts of Memphis. If you're talking about the heart of Memphis, it's probably about 85-90% black.
Wow.
Yeah, like the Memphis is, it's the concrete jungle for the most part.
Yeah, white people, minorities in Memphis.
Memphis, yeah. We the majority, white is the minority in Memphis, yeah.
Memphis seems like a tough place too, man.
You gotta, you know, anywhere is tough if you don't know how to move.
Right.
You know, that could be here, there, anywhere.
That is true. Because people scared of, people come to L.A., they be like, Compton, Watts. I be like, I've never had no problems out there.
Hey, now, we can speak from a different tune. I put it in one of my songs, when you're not in your city, they see you as bait. And means is, you know, if you're not from there, you don't really know how to move if you're not from there.
So, right. And they could tell, too, if you're not from.
You know, just by the way you dress, the way you talk, your accent, the way your style is, anything could just trigger it and let a person know you're not from there, you know.
Right.
Most L.A. people, you know, they bend the ball cap. Most, you know, people in our area, we leave it flat. So it depends on where you're from, cultural differences.
Okay, yeah. We'll get to know Cash, though. Yeah. All three of you guys, I'm asking you 5 questions.
Okay.
5 either ors. You pick one. We go dive into one. Tyson. We might not dive into it at all, but I want to see where your mind at.
Let's go.
Kanye West or Dr. Dre?
I'm Dre.
Okay. Atlanta or L.A.?
I'm biased. I was born here, so I'm going to pick L.A.
Okay. 3-6 Mafia or Gotti and Moneybag?
I'm Moneybag.
Why not 3-6 Mafia?
I ain't just.
They from Memphis too.
They from Memphis. I'm just not a fan of their style. I never really been a big fan of Juicy J or nothing like that. I just don't.
Wow.
Like they style.
Oh, so you can say that?
That's the Kelly in him saying. That's the Kelly.
Wait, because when I think Memphis, I think of.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I pay homage to them. They the OGs in Memphis. And musically, I don't mean no disrespect. It's just not my taste, bud. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Just not
3-6, that's who up there in Memphis.
Yeah, they the OGs for sure, you know.
So when I listen to their shit now, I don't want to say I grew up on it, but I was familiar with it. Mm-hmm. It's like hardcore, like horror, like it's now, like a different
gangster rap.
Well, I say this. Gangster rap? I necessarily wouldn't say gangster rap with them. They were their own lane.
Right.
Yeah, like the older 3-6 Mafia was cool, but if you're talking about the new, more caring stuff, I can't get with it.
Well, they paid the way for the South, though, for
sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they paid the way for the South. You know, the
first people from Memphis, what, they won a Grammy or something?
Yeah.
So, you know, I stamp them from that perspective. I don't, you know, take nothing to discredit.
They really the king of Memphis, really.
Yeah, right.
And Dan got it. But, yeah, 3-6 out there for sure.
Looks her personality.
That's tough. That's tough.
I can answer that. I'm your brother.
Yeah. Okay.
I can answer that.
Okay.
That nigga mean as fuck.
So I like pretty girls. So, you know, I take the looks most times. But it's hard to, you know, not like a personable woman, too. So it just really depends. If you can have both, I have that.
You can't have both of them.
So I'm going to take looks then.
She ain't got to say shit. Yeah. She just got to look good.
Yeah. Hey, looks are override personality sometimes, though.
Right.
Sometimes.
Memphis or Nashville?
Memphis all day.
All day. 901.
Why is Memphis so different than Nashville? Besides a black thing.
I just feel like the opportunities is different. When you think about Memphis, all we really got is the Grizzlies as far as sports, and then we got the little minor league baseball team, the Memphis, the Redbirds.
Yeah, Redbirds.
And then you talk about Nashville. Nashville got the NFL team. They got the hockey team.
Okay.
You know, they got way more advancements in Nashville. Memphis is known for its industrial, for our, what's it called? Factories warehouses and stuff like that. That's all we're known for. And then if you go talk about Nashville, like I said, they're known for more professionalism and stuff like that. Even though it's country, I think we just call it country because it's white people, you know, from our perspective.
Yeah, for sure. That's how we look at it.
Yeah, we look at white people as like country, you know, like from Cali to Memphis.
Memphis people ain't trying to go to Nashville.
Yeah. If you're from Memphis, you want to stay in Memphis.
How far is Memphis from Nashville?
3 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it ain't much. It's a hop and a skip. It's probably driving anywhere in Cali and rush hour.
Wait a minute. So what's the close city to Memphis, outside of Memphis? Like not a little town, but like a real place.
Like Germantown.
I'm talking about like a
major. So you're talking about probably like Atlanta, 6 hours.
Oh, okay, yeah.
St. Louis is probably about 6 hours. Dallas about the same, 6 hours. So
So the closest thing to y'all is Nashville.
Yeah, for the most part.
Oh, wow. So when I go to Memphis, I'm gonna look for big cash and cash dudes.
Like 3 hours away.
For sure.
Some little cities in Alabama close.
I don't know shit about the South, but
but
Louisiana
and
Louisiana.
Now New Orleans 5 hours.
I know that.
Mississippi, not far.
Arkansas.
Jackson 3 hours, but Jackson ain't really a big
Yeah.
That food is fire though. You guys do like the barbecue,
shout
right?
I don't like barbecue.
For sure.
See that?
Oh shit! You know what we got out here? We got the Memphis hot chicken.
What's
the
Nashville hot chicken?
Nashville.
We need some Memphis shit.
Soul. They ain't got the soul in.
They make the chicken first.
Right.
And then just throw some sauce on the top of it. That ain't how we do it.
You got to come to Memphis if you want real chicken.
Real Southern food.
Real barbecue and all this shit.
You said you ain't never been outside. You ain't never been to the South really like that?
I've been to Louisiana. My mom's from Louisiana, and I've been to Atlanta for work, but I've never really.
Have you even traveled?
I've been to Nashville, and I've been to Knoxville, and I've been to Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
Louisiana Memphis. Food. Huh? How you tried Louisiana food?
My mom is from New Orleans, so
it's different.
And my mom cooks like that. She cooked the soul food too, but she cooks the Creole stuff, jambalaya,
etouffee,
stuff like that. Louisiana got their own.
I like the Louisiana food. I went to school out there for a little moment of time. Southeastern Louisiana, Hammond.
Yeah,
we used
out
to
Louisiana.
Stay in New Orleans. Yeah, it was like 45 minutes away. Yeah.
Back to Memphis though. The rap Memphis is on fire
right
now. You know what I mean? Gotti, Moneybagg. Who else is from Memphis?
Pooh Shiesty,
Moneybagg, Gotti, Young Dolph,
Big 30.
Big Scar.
Yeah.
It's like probably about six people right now that's main.
Kato coming up.
Yeah, there's plenty of people right now.
And then we got Cash.
Yeah, and then, JP School. What we say, we not next up, we got now. So, that's what's going on. Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Yes, sir.
So, who was your influences, like, growing up?
I would have to say from Memphis is Dolph, but from this side of town, I'd say Nipsey currently, Pac for sure, stuff like that.
How long you been rapping?
I started in 2017, but I didn't take it seriously until January 2020.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's when I first got my studio, my in-home studio, and I was, you know, really started rapping in front of a microphone. 2017, okay. I used to use an app called BandLab. I used to plug my headphones into phone and just plug a beat to it and rap through my headphones through my phone.
Right.
My cousin, JP Scooter, probably been rapping longer than both of us, even though he's younger.
Yeah. I've been dropping since, like, 2017.
2017.
Yeah. He hard too. Y'all gotta check out JP.
Like videos and stuff.
Oh yeah, we definitely gotta tap in.
Yeah, y'all gotta tune in.
The whole network, the whole family. Yeah. Everybody doing this. It ain't just me. Yeah, for sure.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Deuce, who do people say you sound like?
Honestly, it really depends on which record you hear.
Right. Because that's what I did notice too. I noticed that like it's a vibe on every different.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like on Juice, it was kind of like almost like some commercial radio.
It's a real vibe. My thing is I call myself Mr. 100 Flows because it really just depends on whatever the beat is. OG talk about it, you know, my manager, we talk about that all the time. Shout out to Town Fame. Just being able to tap into everybody. You don't want to leave nobody hanging, you know. So that's the main thing. I try to be able
very
to
versatile for sure. Very, very versatile.
Is there a Memphis sound though?
That's for sure a Memphis sound. Like, so I try to keep that too, but that's on certain records. Like I said, you got to still be authentic to yourself, and that's what's going to help you be, you know, stand out.
Right.
For sure.
And, you know, being an artist and pulling from all these influences and influenced by a lot of shit.
Right.
You said Pac, Nip, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to think, is there really a Memphis sound, though? Like, is there a Memphis sound?
The Memphis sound is a trap sound.
Okay.
In my honest opinion. That's what Memphis is. Memphis is... kind of like Chicago, Detroit, we drill.
Trap and drill.
We trap, kill, rob and steal.
That's all that's going
on in Memphis, you know. That uplifting, melodizing, melody, harmony, that's cool, but we ain't really trying to hear that. If you ain't talking about having 100 bows, you ain't talking about an 8K, you ain't talking about a 223-762-556, if you don't know what that is, you ain't going to know what Memphis about.
Wow. We got the 3-6 Mafia, the Gotti's, all that. Aretha Franklin is from Memphis too.
See, now that's a now when you talk about Aretha Franklin, no disrespect, they're probably the 70s, 80s.
That was before my time.
That was before my time. I wasn't even the thought of my daddy nuts
that
at
was
that
really
time.
Before rap.
But definitely a pioneer and a heavy hitter.
For sure. She's a
queen of soul.
Exactly. We can't take anything from her. She did what she had to do as far as for us as a culture to be able to do what we do now.
But listen, I think that probably influences the Memphis sound. That soulful, that melodic.
Got people like B.B. King, like the rhythm and the blues. Like that aspect, blues came from certain people say that it came from Memphis. You know, especially with Elvis taking it over for the white part of it. So.
And he from Nashville.
No, he from Memphis.
Oh, he from Memphis.
He got his own
spot. Oh, yeah. Now, this one thing I know for sure. If you really from Memphis, you ain't never visited Elvis' house.
What is it called? Like Graceland or something?
Graceland.
I've never been in my life.
It's not something that's important.
Is it cool?
You can write on his wall. And
first
all
of all, it's in the middle of Whitehaven, Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Yeah.
You get robbed in the middle of Whitehaven.
That's
right,
get robbed on Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Oh, God.
Elvis Presley Boulevard, Elvis Presley Graceland, it ain't nothing that we see from being from Memphis. It's nothing, you know, fun or nothing worth seeing. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And that's the Haven, too. So we from the South, so.
What's the Haven?
Like, that's the part of Memphis.
Yeah, so you got, like, how you got Compton, Watts, Inglewood, you know.
Those are actually cities, though.
They're not considered L.A.?
They consider L.A. Like the
outskirts, they're not considered, like, the outskirts of L.A.?
They're considered L.A., but they are their own.
Yeah, so it's pretty much like the same. It's pretty much like the same situation.
It's Memphis, but they own little city.
Yeah.
Because where you performing tonight, some people might say that's L.A.
But it's Riverside.
It's an hour out. But I kind of feel like where the question is asked really, really matters. So in Memphis, somebody, you tell people you got a show in L.A., but in L.A., you would say you got a show in Riverside.
That's true. It depends on where
you're
from.
See, if you're an hour away from Memphis, you're going to be out of town somewhere.
Right.
You damn near would. In a whole new city, you'll probably be in
Missouri. Yeah. If you go an hour, yeah.
You ain't gonna be in Memphis.
You can go around the whole Memphis and probably about the whole Alabama, the whole Georgia city. You go through the whole city in 30 minutes.
Yep. See, it's one freeway outside of Memphis. The KKK about to roll up on me.
If you go on Arkansas, then you go too far. Yeah,
we don't fuck with Arkansas like that.
I ain't gonna lie. In my lifetime, I seen the KKK once. Oh, that was on a college visit to Ole Miss. Yeah.
Wow, but you know what's funny? We got that shit out here too, but they don't be hooded up like they are.
Yeah, of course they not hooded up no more.
You know, they your doctors, they your lawyers, they your policemen and stuff like that. They people of high power now.
Right, they stop wearing the robes
and they put on some different clothes. They call it uniforms now.
But how have being from Memphis influenced like the shit you rap about and like the, you know, because you
being from Memphis, one thing about doing music, you gotta be truthful.
Right.
So everything that we talk about, we actually live, seen, or done.
Right.
So that's
how. So you ain't no.
Yeah, we not one of them. No cap rapper.
Sir.
Yeah, that's why we say no cap of where we from. We not one of them fraternities. Right. We really step.
Right.
Not one of them.
Yes, sir.
So you really, I mean, you really are out here doing. I did my research. Yeah. You really out here doing shit you rapping about.
Hey, L.A. know what's up with us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
the big dogs in L.A. know what's up with us. Like, for real.
How is that coming along? Because you got some...
We got some little stuff going on. You know, we out right now on a quarter mil bond, me and my brother a piece, so that's a half a mil, you know. Had to go do what we had to do.
No sweat.
Yeah. We got out, what, 4 days?
Yeah, 4 days.
Yeah, back there, like a little quarter piece. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, this what you walking into now.
Man, right now,
you gotta let that shit go, man.
I ain't preaching. You can't be street with people who ain't street, so you gotta do different things. Nigga, you gotta keep it street.
Yeah. And, you know, you got some fire, so you know what I mean? You can't, we ain't about to start preaching.
No, we all good, though. You ain't telling me nothing that ain't right.
Yeah, man. But you, I mean, you got that under control, because shit, man, these niggas, they. You rapping about one thing, you go to court and they pulling this shit up.
Hey, that's the
thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, hey, we gotta we want hip hop and rap to be real and as authentic as ever.
Right. It's like how far can we go? Or like,
you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's like you gotta
see, that's the thing about it. I think I was watching I can't really remember what podcast I was watching, but somebody was talking about how rap has changed where the street niggas used to want to be the street niggas.
Right.
And now the street niggas want to be rappers.
Right.
So that's kind of how the narrative done changed, because we actually, you know, when you're a street nigga listening to a person talking about they done robbed somebody, killed somebody, this, that, and the third, but you know they ain't really did it.
Right.
It kind of irritates you. So when an actual person who's actually doing it go out there and rap about it, now you really feel it. That's how 50 Cent, you know, went from where he was to nothing, because, you know, getting shot nine times.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, when you get stamped.
Yeah. It really just stay in your lane. Like, rap about what you really been through. Don't get to talking about you riding a race and Lamborghinis and you really ain't doing it. Like, we ain't really just talking about stuff like that.
I saw. You know what I mean? I'm like,
we got songs like that, but we actually could have bought a Lamborghini. We actually had funds to actually buy a Lamborghini. We just ain't bought. We bought a G-Wags and all the other stuff.
I did my research. We stay in Memphis,
so we can't come back home with a Lamborghini. You know what I'm saying?
We could have been dead all that times 10 if we really wanted to. The people who know.
So if I go to Memphis with y'all,
I ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't gonna get touched in Memphis for sure.
All
you gotta do is say you know the cartel, you know me, my brother, you know little Scooter, you good, you stamped.
Yeah, it's a lot of us though. It's a lot of us. Cello,
Money, Rex,
Kayvon, now everybody, Goonie,
like our whole squad. Yeah, like
it's a lot of us. We're gonna come back out here.
Wow, we're gonna turn up.
Yeah, it ain't like how Cali folks here. You gotta tap in. They say you gotta tap in when you come out here. Yeah, it ain't like that.
You know, somebody said that to me. They said y'all say tap in too much.
You good? You ain't no tapping in.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Memphis is small, I imagine, so everybody know everybody there.
Yeah, for the most part. If you moving around, you for sure.
Yeah, you going to know who.
You going to be fucking the same hoes, all type of shit.
Wearing, going to be probably in the portion with the same clothes, not together, but the same fit on. Like, that's just the city that small. Everybody think the same, move the same. You know, it's hard to be an individual in Memphis. Yeah,
it's hard to think outside the box.
Yeah, and that's what we try to do. That's why, back to what you were talking about as far as what inspired the music. It's just being yourself, you know. That's something that Memphis don't got. A lot of artists being themselves.
Yeah,
you go look at Big Scar, you go look at Pooh Shiesty, you go look at Big 30. none of them are really trying to make a record like Juice. You know, a record
But Pooh Shiesty really did shoot somebody. He's in jail though, right?
Right.
That's so is he talking? Is it real what he be saying?
Oh, yeah. Like Pooh Shiesty, he's down.
Yeah,
he's
down. I can't say yay or
he
nay.
He younger than us, so we ain't never did cross paths with him like
so
that.
I can't
like
say yay or nay, but.
We don't know nothing about him like this, to be honest.
And that was in Miami when that happened, right?
Yeah, from what I know, he innocent.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about
from what I know, he innocent, man. Free Pooh. Free Pooh Shiesty, man. From what I know, he innocent. He ain't did nothing wrong from what I know.
But you know what? Y'all making bands, y'all in G-Wagons and shit now.
Yeah.
Imagine when this rap money really, like, start hitting.
Right.
That niggas can't be in the street like that.
Oh, no, I'm out the street. That's what we doing this for. We trying to change the game. Like, we trying to change the game from being out the game.
Not to cut nobody off, but RIP to our little brother Mo, too. We had lost a little brother.
January 16, 2021.
Wow.
Shout out to Mo. How'd y'all lose him? He was, how old was Mo?
Like, 21. What? His birthday, November 20th, 1997.
Oh, he's a Scorpio like me. Was it some gang violence or some violence shit?
I was the last person to be with him. He died with me. I got shot in the house.
Yeah, our house got broken into, got robbed by one of the homies that we knew.
I'm not going out there with y'all.
It wasn't nothing gangster, it wasn't nothing like that. It was just like.
It was some in-house stuff that nigga did.
It was some feelings.
They ain't gonna tell you, let they know you got some.
Yeah.
You know, that's
a shit. It was in-house.
Okay, so do you feel obligated to like help the hood? Cause the hood go.
Yeah, we from Nipsey.
I'm only obligated to help my family. I'm not obligated.
Okay, we're not obligated, but when we tried to do that, nigga, you know what I'm saying, we got into some shit trying to help.
Right.
Yeah, so we done learned from
Nip's
lessons.
Nip,
you know, he did what he did for the whole LA. Everybody
got shot in his spot.
That's pretty much.
He got what 41,000 jobs.
I got shot in the neck.
He had 41,000 jobs to the city. And a person from his city took him out in a place he been his whole life.
Right. That's different too, though, because like that's setting people up for business. Like a lot of folks, you can't set up for business because a lot of folks don't want to go to work already in Memphis. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Some people go to work first day, get a check and quit.
Yeah.
You know, some people just don't want to work. So it's different though. Like,
if you ain't trapped,
Nip had a team that was willing to work with him.
Right.
A lot of shit. Everybody want to be that Nip in Memphis.
Right. I'm trying to paint the whole Memphis experience.
Memphis, bro. Memphis, that city, though. Like, you want to get money, turn up, and.
Memphis pretty much get busy. Yeah, I know that. Like,
you can do it.
Yeah, we get busy in Memphis for real. We got bad bitches, all that shit. Like, don't ever sleep on Memphis. We're a small city, but we get
Memphis,
active.
Memphis like its own island. It ain't even Memphis, Tennessee.
It ain't even part of Tennessee. It's just Memphis.
It's just Memphis.
We annexed ourselves from Tennessee. We Memphis.
Well, let's dive into Juice, though, the concept of the song.
It was actually a beat that I heard tapped into the actual producer who made it, and I was like, man, I want to do something with that. Right. But I'm not 100% sure what the melody came from in the backdrop. I'm not sure. But throughout the music, the middle of the record, that's the part that got Juice in it, which was inspired, of course, by Tupac.
I like what you said. Nowadays, only funerals and court dates.
Yeah, yes, sir. And that taps into what my brother was talking about, us losing our little brother in January. And right now, I'm fighting a court case where I go to court damn near every 30 days. So nowadays, it's only funerals and court dates.
You are pouring your everything in, you know, being authentic and telling some real life shit.
Yeah, in the music.
I feel like you kind of capture that. Well, you do in all your songs, but you are very transparent in all your shit.
Yeah.
Even when you're doing shit for the ladies. So is that a conscious thing to do? Like, I mean, if you're just being yourself.
It's hard to think about being you.
Right.
You know, you just be you. And that's that's kind of what I do when I listen to music. Like, sometimes people be scared to be outside the box, scared to be a little harmonized, and scared to be vulnerable, scared to open up, you know, scared to worry about what the next nigga gonna think.
Right.
That's not really my aim. Like, I can care less what you think, what you feel about it. As long as the masses like it, with that one person right there think about it, I can give two fucks. That's just honestly how I feel.
How long did it take you guys to record Juice?
Actually, I do everything probably, once I actually find the beat, I listen to it. It probably don't take no more than about an hour to 2 hours to complete a whole project.
Oh, shit, that fast.
Yeah, like OG will tell you, I was swarming with about, 3-4 records in the same, probably 4 hours, 6 hour time span.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Ain't no way with this shit.
We just having our way.
We punch
with this
in,
shit.
So we don't. Certain times I sit down and write, and certain times I just go to the mic and do what I do.
So, wow, so you write sometimes and you freestyle.
Yeah, so Juice was actually a punch-in, so I just punched in all the way through that. I didn't write none of that, so yeah.
Do you ever go back and listen to the song and be like, I shouldn't have done that? Have you had that moment yet? Because you got a lot of shit.
I actually do. I got a couple records. Like, probably, well, we done put out three projects. That's a total of probably about like 35 records total.
Yeah.
And on my computer base at home, I probably got about like 140. So y'all ain't even heard the brink of what we got. You know, yeah. Certain records, like you said, I can't even put out due to court cases and shit like that because it's going to be, you know, indictments looming. You know?
Right,
so
right, right.
I got to keep certain shit discreet and keep it out the streets.
Right, right, right. But have you had a song, though, that's out that we could go to Apple right now and punch in and be like, you be like, nigga, I shouldn't have done that. That shit
actually,
was whack.
Actually, no, because those that I did, I already took down.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't put out nothing new. I've been kind of strategic from that perspective on being. If it's about that, nah, I don't know nothing about nothing that happened there.
What about the video, Juice? You shot that in Memphis?
Yep, I shot that downtown Memphis, yep.
That, and those all your people?
Yep, that was my brother, yeah. One of my niggas' twin, my homie Cello.
I went there, I was late.
That was my girl and my stylist. Her name's
Shell. Who, the female?
Yeah, that's my girl.
That's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Shell, she my stylist, too. Oh,
so that's what y'all got going on in Memphis?
Yeah, you got to have dual roles when you fuck with me, man. Yeah, so,
that's what's up.
I need a boss one, not a lost one.
I know that's right, man. I know that's right. What about current rappers that's out now? Like, what makes Cash Juice different from a Kendrick, a Cole, a Moneybagg?
Like I said, it's the ability to be versatile. When you hear Kendrick, you hear of a certain sound. When you hear Bag, he got a certain sound.
Right.
When you put on a Deuce record, it's no telling what you're going to hear. You know, you might hear a little hum, and you might hear a little trap rap. You might hear a deep voice. You might hear a low voice. You might hear a fast twitch. You might hear a slow twitch. It just depends on what the record is. And I feel like that's what makes me different. Yeah. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hit you with a little twist of flow, then I can come back, sound like Barry White on some shit, you know?
Right.
It just really depends on what, you know, what I feel like I'm going to give, and I feel like that's the difference between me. I'm not really trying to stay in one lane. I'm trying to have all of them.
Right. And you keep mentioning versatility, and I hear that in your music, because every flow is kind of different. You know what I mean? Every sound is different. The beats that you rap on. So I definitely got versatility.
Man, I try to jump on Up North beats, Cali beats, because I feel like the best way to get everybody, you got to be able to be relatable to everybody.
Right.
So a Cali person might not like what we would call the Memphis trap sound. And a New York person, they used to that drill stuff, that Pop Smoke that way.
Right.
So they might not be equipped to the bop that Cali got. To be able to tap into each market, you got to be able to relate to each market. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to stay in each one of them lanes, but if you can tap into it, that'll make them more open to what you normally do.
Right.
They be like, well, he's showing us love. Like, that's if a black person doing Hispanic, I think YG did that salsa song or something. So he tapped into that market. And that might make a few of the Hispanic cultures come in and see what his real music is about.
Yeah.
So you get a different market by tapping into different people.
YG kind of got like a cholo swag too, though. He kind of always had that.
he do, no cap.
About him.
So it's like, but that may have came from him liking that culture, picking up on that, and him doing that, that might help them switch to his side. So, you know.
They got Mexicans in Memphis?
Yeah, they do. Okay. They do. It's not like Cali, but we do.
So, listening to your shit, though, Juice do sound like the most radio-ready, like, packaged. That was purposely done? That was conscious?
And that's the thing about it, too. Me and my manager, we've been talking about trying to get more, not necessarily commercial, but records, like I said, that'll be more felt by the masses.
Right.
You know, most people, when the opening bar on Juice, she feels safe because she know that I'm a killer.
Right.
You know, most niggas claim they killers even though they not. Right. But they gonna say that to a bitch. They might be by themselves with their girl. You know you feel safe because I'm a killer. But she probably in her hair like, boy, please. But little bar to say a girl gonna feel it because she might have a dude that's probably in the streets that she really feels safe that because he actually is one.
Right.
So, you know, it's a pour on words both ways. A dude can pump fake to a bitch like he did and a girl can feel confident because a nigga is really that. So that's my main thing from that perspective, trying to be global with it. Yeah, commercial, I guess, in that aspect, if you want to take it that way.
The influence, Juice, is from the movie.
From like, actually, yeah, from Tupac. So, like Tupac, you know, rest in heaven to him, man. But I feel like he one of them dudes, for him to be so young, like he did some crazy stuff, man. He did some stuff that people couldn't even do in 100 years. What, he was 25 when he passed?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So in 25 years of life.
He had movies under his belt. He had
about 4 or 5 movies, 100 projects. I'm not even going to count the records. I'm just saying he had 100 projects. He got projects he still was producing and releasing after death. Like
Pac was on fire.
Yeah, he was one of them dudes. And some of the relatability from the record as far as what the content comes from the actual watching of the movie. You'll have to watch the movie to catch some of the symbolisms to where the bars came from, stuff
Right. Do you guys, Big Cash, you got the same influences as Cash Juice?
Yeah, just about. But he from Cali. I'm from Memphis. So he think more so, like, he put me on Nipsey.
Right.
To be honest, like, I didn't even know who Nipsey was until pretty much when he passed. So he already knew who he was before he even passed and all that. So a lot of my influences were probably, like, Dolph, a lot of the Southern stuff, Gucci.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah.
Who was out there in the South? Boosie.
Shout out to Boosie, too. Yeah, we did some work with one of his artists, D. Rogers. So shout out to that
so,
team, too.
So a lot of my demographics type stuff in the South type stuff, I like gravitating towards the South.
Right, right.
You know, a lot of my music going to be, you know, and then I've been liking the North music, too. So, like, yeah, so North and South, I like those type of genres, really.
What about your influence?
Well, a lot of people, like a lot of folks, really, I ain't gonna lie. But when I was younger, it was really my 3-6 Mafia, really Gucci, Gotti. Mm-hmm. So it was really like he said, really
Lil Wayne.
The South. Yeah, Lil Wayne too. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. A lot of Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was
Lil Wayne. I ain't gonna lie, Lil Wayne. Plies too. At one point, back before Plies got on out there eating booty and stuff like that. Like, yeah, he had a nigga going for a minute.
I'm probably older than you guys. I really used to fuck with three. I'm thinking about 3-6, but I really used to fuck with 3-6.
Yeah. I was the type of before our time. We 90 babies. Remember that? Yeah, we 90 babies. So
popping
we,
my collar and stuff.
Before the fucking movie shit, I was fucking with them all the way back then. And fucking Gangsta Boo, LaShot.
Gangsta Boo, LaShot.
I mean, all that.
You heard Player Fly? You heard the Player Fly?
Yeah. Nobody needs nobody. So that's really the Memphis sound.
Wait a minute. Yeah, Memphis was on Memphis. Yeah, Memphis, like, Memphis had like, so back in the '90s, Memphis was on fire, died down, and now it's on fire.
We're back again.
Yeah. The youngest,
like Memphis has been really the stomping ground for music. And that's crazy music though.
And it's crazy because like a lot of folks back in time, because like back then it was just you either was from West Coast with Tupac or you was up New York with Biggie.
Right.
And the whole time Memphis was in the mix and people didn't get on folk that respect.
Right. Hey, that is true because 8 Ball and MJD was fucking with Death Row and all that shit.
Come on.
Yeah. All this stuff was popping back then.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
They didn't, Memphis didn't get a light really.
Yeah. It took us a while to get our to get what I just do really.
That shit they had going out there on Macmillan Street back then.
Yeah, a lot of folks giving the light on these new rappers, but this shit been going on way back. Yeah, this been
they paying homage to the people who should have got it by paying it to the young folks who are getting it now.
Right.
But you know, but it's a talent. Some talent though. All those people we just mentioned. Some talent.
Even
so
from old to new.
Yeah.
From old to new.
Even the way Gotti is doing business and shit with money back, like.
They
the
blowing
business,
up.
I'm talking about just the business part. The bars. But
see, the one thing about what they say in American culture, the best businessman is a person that's actually been in the streets. And I ain't going to say as far as what being in the streets mean, but if you've been in the streets and moved around and made some money in the streets, going and being in the Fortune 500, being in the corporate world is nothing.
Right.
If you can run a business in the streets, and you can be able to get checks and balances, revenues, and things like that in the streets, all right, then it ain't going to be nothing for you to be able to do that in the business sector. So I feel like if you can work the streets, you can work the corporate ladder the same, and that's why Gotti able to, you know, go up and do what he's doing, because he's doing it the same way when he started with a quarter brick to a half a brick, a whole brick. Hey, the same simple thing.
And maybe this is a Memphis thing, too. I don't feel like, I mean, y'all be fitted and, you know, the cars and the jewelry and shit like that and have all the bitches, but I feel like y'all kind of not as flashy or...
See, now, Memphis really, like how the basketball team agrees, is we a grit and grind city.
Okay,
like I talked about, the having that industrial workhouse, workers mentality, that warehouse stuff. We really don't have the we try to put it on, but that's really not our city. You know what I'm talking about? Our city is really, you pick yourselves up by the bootstraps, go and put your helmet on and work hard. That's why we not really, we not a pretty city, but we can still get down at the same time.
Outside of Memphis, though, who y'all fuck with, like, that rap?
I like Lil Durk. I'm trying to think. Lil Baby's definitely, he on fire right now.
Yeah, Lil Baby number one.
He on fire. I can't say Bag, you know, he number one right now, but I can't say him. He from the city.
Hey, Lil Baby probably the most improved, like.
Lil Baby right now, he all around. You get a Lil Baby feature right now, if you don't go, that's because you need to go somewhere else. That simple. Like, Lil Baby, he get on anything, his name gonna take it from the bottom to the top just off where he at right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who else, Lil Baby? Who else?
Lil Baby, Dirt.
What, Thugger?
My brother always been a fan of Young Thug.
As you can see.
I feel like Young Thug a zesty crowd. You gotta know me to know what I mean by zesty.
It's a lot though. Like, we can say Gucci Mane too. We can say Gucci.
Yeah, definitely Gucci Mane.
We can say Gucci. Lil Baby and Gucci for sure. Out of Atlanta.
What about female rap? Y'all fuck with female rappers?
Yeah.
She got to be bumping. She got to be speaking some real, real.
Like, the only female artist that I really mess with is going to sound cliche is Megan. Like, she really got something to say in a little lyrical aspect, in my opinion.
Right.
She ain't just, even though she's talking about her body, she still be, you know, if you listen to her,
delivery, her cadence, and how she rides the beat.
Really, street niggas understand Megan.
Yeah, like, that's what they want to hear.
I see what it is, but I feel like the shit is the same. But her cadence and how she ride the beat, she can fucking freestyle. We can't deny that.
Yeah, now how many female artists you know can freestyle? That's not common. It's hard for some males to freestyle. I'm not really a freestyle, even though I can do it on certain records. But to be able to just jump out there and freestyle for 2-3 minutes, that's not really my thing.
Who's the weakest rapper out?
Ooh.
Soulja Boy.
I'm trying to think who the weakest that's out right now.
We just don't fuck with. Like, we just ain't fucking with.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, no.
Who we be putting all this
in? I ain't gonna lie. We really don't even listen to folks. Really.
Yeah,
because
honestly,
we be on our own shit. We be on our own because listening to too many people throw us off.
We'll start sounding like people and stuff like that.
A lot of people who rap say that too. They say they try not to listen to.
Yeah, that's why it's hard for me to tell you who the best or the worst right now. I really don't listen to the radio like that.
Right.
I'm always in the studio listening or working on my craft. Like,
it's time to make that album. You got a selection to pick from any producer, Dre, Pharrell, Tim. Like, who you going after?
You tried you.
Pharrell.
You gonna go Pharrell?
Pharrell. From a music standpoint, Pharrell. See, Dre was just an old, it was like he invented that trap stuff. He invented that gangster rap out west too, you know.
Right.
But with Pharrell, you can come in melanized, you can grab a whole nother crowd with him.
Yeah, you can grab a whole nother crowd with him. Oh, so this is the businessman over here because he thinking.
He the youngest. So that's the crazy part. You can get knowledge from anybody.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What about you? Who you fucking with?
Right now, beat wise, I think I had to piggyback on what Cuz said, because like I said, I'm a person of a versatility.
Yeah, so.
I don't want to be with somebody that's just gonna try to box me in and make me sound like Eminem, make me sound like 50 Cent.
And this one's winning.
Yeah, you know, I want to be able to sound like whoever I want to sound like on a certain type of day.
Right.
You know, so I feel like, yeah, for real, that'd be cool. Just anybody that could be able to grant me versatility, I'd love to work with them.
Right.
So I don't want to say no to nobody. I love to work with Dre. I love to work with anybody that'll want to work with me. Right. As long as they understand that we got to be able to be open.
Right. How many live shows have you had since you've been?
Right now, live, I've only done two so far. The one I'm finna do today is going to be my third. That's my honest.
How are you live, though? Is it
My first one, I ain't going to lie to you, I was nervous. My very first show that I've ever done, I was nervous. I had my brother and them up there with me, so that's what actually made it cool for me, you know? Being able to share that moment with them, because they really not... Well, my brother, he really wasn't a rapper. Scooter, my little cousin, JP Scooter, he'd been rapping, so he'd been on stage before, et cetera. So it was just to be able to share that experience and stuff like that. But it's fun, man. I love being on stage, honestly.
What do you draw inspiration from, though, like when you're on stage? Like, what is
honestly
the motivation?
My motivation is just the crowd to put on a good show, to be entertaining. Yeah, because I used to play football.
I played receiver.
So... I was a touchdown person. Like, I used to love to hear the crowd roar because I made a play. I caught the ball, you know, made a touchdown, did whatever. So for me, having the crowd or having people following, chanting, whatever like that, I guess I kind of thrive off that.
That's
what I live for, honestly.
Right.
Like, I live for the crowd.
You had the choice to collab with anybody,
mm-hmm.
big or small, dead or alive. Who would you pick?
Collab.
I feel like I know what you're about to say.
Me too.
Mm-mm.
JP Scooter.
But nah, honestly, you probably do because it's Nip.
Yeah.
And honestly, he died right before I felt like I was going to get the opportunity to meet him, because we were coming. This was when the height of our little business that we had going back and forth.
Right.
And we was about to come down here. And this was actually before I was doing the little business. This was about to be my first trip.
Wow.
And I was like, man, I was like, hell yeah, I'm going just because I want to meet him. Like,
y'all
be in that area, I'm going for sure. And like right before I said, I got my ticket and we finna go, we about to book it, we get the news that he got shot.
It's crazy too. I said this on my show. My grandparents and the old people in my family, they knew who he was. They didn't know he rapped though.
Right.
So when he died, they was like, he was a rapper? That's how involved.
That's the type of person he was.
My family thought, my grandma, she thought he was just a street nigga who was a gangbanger who turned his life around.
He's been a smart guy. That's how grew up.
And I'm like, he a rapper though. They were like, I'm like, that nigga was really, really out here.
So he was, what they used to call him, little Thundercat or something like that. So he really, he was a stepper, but he was also a thinker at the same token. Right. And that's really why I look up to him in a certain regard, because he had those capabilities. People know he'll go out here and get active, but they also know that he's actively intelligent as well.
Right.
Like, he'll talk to you about stocks, bonds, annuities, IRAs and shit like that. Then he'll talk to you about gentrification and shit like that.
Right.
You know, them words that a normal street nigga would probably be like, he think he white, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like gentrification, what's that? Like, hell, they talked about that in what, Boys in the Hood?
It's called gentrification. It's what happens when the property value of a certain area is brought down. To bring the property value down, they can buy the land at a lower price. Then they move all the people out, raise the property value, and sell it at a profit.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boys in the hood, they talk about
so that's
that.
Not a word that's, you know, uncommon, but if you don't pay attention to it, you won't even know it when it's being shown to you in your own city, your own culture, or whatever. Because I know they gentrifying our city right now, so.
You guys got it. We talk about niggas making money. They stay in the hood. They in the hood be the same people to take them out.
Right.
You kind of do want to invest, but you got to find a way to invest without being.
See, the thing is.
You know what I mean?
You can't give to people who don't know what to do with the products or with what you're giving them.
Right.
So if you give a person right now $10,000 that's never had $10,000,
trick it off.
They're gonna go spend it. You know, and that's the same regard to giving a person $100,000, $1 million or whatever. If they don't know what to do with money, giving them money is not gonna fix their problems. So that's the main thing. You can't worry about, like I think I was talking to OG about it, you can't get your bricks until you build your house. So what that means is you can't be lending to people before you got something to be able to foundationalize with yourself.
You know what I'm talking about?
And when I say that giving your bricks is your house.
So if
you don't finish completing building your house, you can't let nobody come in to stay. You know, if you constantly building your bricks and you giving a brick away two a day, three a day, you ain't going to never have nothing to build what you need.
So you can
have people to come in and go, but if you ain't got nowhere for them to go, you ain't got nowhere for you to go.
Who alive, though? Who would you work with alive?
Right now, I say Moneybagg.
Moneybagg.
Probably Big Scar or Gucci, too.
Okay.
Yeah, because anything Gucci touching right now, he going crazy with, too, as far as artist-wise.
What about you, Big Cash? Who you trying to tap in with?
I'll tap in with Dawg. I'll keep it in the city.
My brother love Dawg.
I love everything he stands for.
Yeah, we with the paper route moving, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I stick with.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm going Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
I'm going Lil Baby.
We fuck with Lil Baby.
Lil Baby tough too. But I just like Moneybagg.
Lil Baby or Drake.
Drake is that Pharrell thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, if you get Drake, Drake universal. Yeah. Like Lil Baby, he's national, which is the United States.
Right.
But Drake, you can damn to be in Zimbabwe, probably Alaska, and knowing Drake.
I feel like, but back to Lil Baby, I feel like he got the machine like behind. Something happened with him this past year.
He flipped the switch.
Yeah, he got the machine working with him now. He part of the Illuminati.
He part of the Illuminati now because he can't miss.
They don't robot it, my boy.
He Steph Curry with the precision. He can't miss right now.
Where is he from? He's from like South Carolina. Where is he from?
Lil Baby from Atlanta.
Oh, he's from Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta.
And the baby's from like South Carolina.
The baby from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah.
The baby. I work with the baby too, though. I be forgetting about him sometimes too.
I work with him too. I be forgetting about him. I gotta get him.
He got something going on right now, though, don't it?
The baby just kind of ostracized this stuff, but
see he.
But I think the baby's talented, but his music is not.
It's not transcendent. It'd be the same.
A lot of folks say that. But it be on people though.
It's like a club type feel.
See, but his thing is that's what he feel like his sound is. It's his sound, but it really make it sound like one continuous song.
He's
a gimmick rapper. He's like
one of them little Yachty types and stuff like that.
Everything he rap about gotta have a gimmick to it, like
the videos. You gotta have the big head people in it.
I mean, that's innovative and cool, right?
That's his own line.
I mean, Ludacris did it.
That's their own line. So I feel like that kind of waters down their craft, really.
Because we're not really watching the video. For the music, we watching it for the video.
Exactly.
He had the Jabberwockies in it. Like, we watching to see what extra theater he got for the video. Which now, that's cool, too, because we're in the world of streams and views.
Right.
So it don't matter why they streaming your shit, long as they streaming it.
Right. Exactly.
And you know what's interesting, too? Since you guys rap, you guys in the business, I say this about Lil Nas and Kanye. I don't think that the music can exist without the bullshit that they... You know what I mean? And it's kind of the same thing with what you're kind of saying about the baby. Like, the baby can't release a project or a song without the stupid video.
Right, exactly.
You know, because people ain't going to pay attention to it.
Exactly.
You know, and I feel like with Lil Nas, he can't, I don't know if he's a good artist or not.
I don't know any music by him. All that, he came out with Country Road or good, what is it?
But I don't feel like he could. I don't feel like, and same thing with Kanye. I don't feel like they could release music without the bullshit and the controversy.
Yeah. Now, see, now
Kanye fell off.
He fell off tremendously. He fell off tremendously. The music, I mean, the clothes.
I thought he was dropping an album or something.
He just dropped
that. He just dropped Donda. Yeah. But the drama part of it is going to last for now. Do you want to be 15 seconds or do you want to be a whole album?
What a shelf life, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. What Lil Nas X does, it's going to work for right now, but it's going to be gone tomorrow. Just like how we talking about the little white mask face and shit that Kanye does, that's going to be here today, gone tomorrow.
But would you rather be a hot rapper or a warm rapper?
I'd rather be a rapper that can last. You know? Yeah. I want to be. I don't want to be the guy that, oh, man, you talk about him right now and then.
15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Trinidad James type rapper. You know, nigga, don't believe me. Then just watch what, because we don't see you no more. So.
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing. So I don't want to be one of those guys. I want to be a person that you hear. You might not even catch on to my first project, second project, third project, but if you catch on at some point, I promise when you go back, you're probably going to find records on those first up-and-coming projects as well. Yeah. You're going to be able to see the growth in it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, he really them. Right. Really live. That's dope, I be bumping that shit like, damn, like, he ain't my cousin. Like,
what's your favorite song from your cousin?
Man, really, it's a lot of honestly, I like a lot of shit that we be on because me and him got like a duo that we be like back and forth, hot potato. Like, he'll stop at a bar, I'll come in right behind him, or I'll stop at some. So it's like I really can say
we got a record called Bar for Bar. That's
or
a
abortion.
I like
the abortion.
We got a song called abortion. Now it ain't got nothing to do with killing babies
or Texas backup.
Oh yeah, we got so me and my cousin actually JP Scooter, we finna drop a duo record, duo tape together. Yeah. Me and my brother, we got a duo tape already out together called Kill Brothers, right?
Cartel Brothers.
Yeah, Cartel so Brothers. Out. Yeah. So that's out right now as well. So, you know, I'm not all for myself when I do this. Everything that I do it for me, but I do it for my last name and for my family as well.
How's people outside of Memphis responding to what you guys got going on?
Outside of Memphis is all love. Now, honestly, inside of Memphis,
we straight.
Yeah, like straight. Inside of Memphis,
they gonna pull up for us in Memphis. Yeah, they gonna pull
like,
up.
We turning up.
It's love in Memphis, don't get me wrong, but it's also hate. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I come from a city where they love to hate you.
Right.
You know, if they love you, they hate you a little bit too. Like, man, he bumping, but man, why he always got to do this, that, and the third? Or why he always got
to. Listen, they see y'all in LA about to hit the stage.
And they gonna love it.
You know what I mean?
When I come back, they gonna be like, ah, he think he's somebody now because he did a show. And they're like, you know, and I'm
instead
not even
being
wanna,
happy.
Not even celebrating. I'm like, all right, my bro, I see you about to be on your way now. Right, they gonna be like, ah, you think you somebody. Like, you know, their whole voice gonna. I heard about your little show. Now, that's one thing about black culture. If they ever put Lil in front of it, they not give you no credit for it. Man. I heard that you got that little job, or, you know, I heard about your little baby. I heard about your little this. They discrediting it right off the meat rack. Don't even do nothing else after that. So it's that way.
But you know, you always gonna have haters, though. So you know what I mean. And as long as your shit is hot and you consistent, because you got a lot of shit out too. That's one thing I noticed about you.
Right.
You got a lot of. You've been working.
Right.
So as long as you keep that, you know what I mean. Keep your solid team around you. You'll be straight. They'll always be haters.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean.
We don't even call them haters no more. They fans.
Yeah, they fans. Right. No cap.
Look at the stream. Is the stream? You checking in?
Exactly.
You know what I mean. The numbers is all the same. The numbers all the same.
They don't say if you. I mean, they do tabulate likes and dislikes, but hell, it's still a point at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But to go up there and dislike it, you had to watch it.
Right.
So that's the main thing.
Just to watch it in general, I'm grateful. Right. No matter, I don't care about your opinion of it, just watch it in general.
Exactly. Thank you. I think what 21 Savage said that on when you were talking to Gilly and them. Mm-hmm. When Gilly said he stopped listening to his music, he said, man, you know how many streams I get? So it don't matter. Like, as long as you got people that's gonna watch it. Even the ones that say they don't, they really still do.
Right.
You know, they still tune into you. Even if they say they don't like your music, they click on it just to talk shit about it.
Right.
Man, look at him. Look what he got on. Look at that lame ass shit he just said. Like, even if they hate you, they still going to promote you.
Right, right, but, right.
You know, I appreciate all the haters too.
I'm family haters, so yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, like the situation we talked about where our little brother got killed, like we feel like that was motivated by somebody, you know, that's in our own family.
It's always like that though. They say that the people closest to you bring you the greatest joy and the greatest
pain. Bob Marley said, all people gonna hurt you, you just gotta choose the people that worth hurting for.
Right, right,
type
right.
Shit.
So, you know, that's part of it. Like, you're gonna get hurt by certain people, but you can't keep letting the same people hurt you the same way.
Right, right.
That's the
right.
Only difference. You know, yeah. You gotta be smart to know what George Bush say, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, something like that, can't fool me again.
they really about to be mad though, because juice go pop off. Opportunity's about to roll in.
Yes, sir.
Nigga, you gonna be on the silver screen.
Man.
You'll be you ready for all that? You ready for the opportunity that's gonna come with you?
Most definitely. Success? Most definitely, man. Cause one thing about it, when you've tasted success but you didn't get it, all it does is make you hungry for it.
Right.
And when you get it, being from the bottom, when you get to the top, you appreciate it more.
Right.
And I'm one of them dudes where I've had it all, from the cars, the clothes, the money, the hoes, I done did. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, I ain't never been a millionaire, but I've had money to the point where I can go buy whatever I want comfortably, you know.
Right.
We always had a rule, if you can't buy it twice, you can't buy it. And, you know, I done had, 4 cars? So they let you know if I got 4 cars, I could have had 8. I just chose to stop at 4. So, because that's really because me and my brother stayed together. He had four, I had four.
Right,
that's
8
cars anyway, so I couldn't go past 4 because we barely had space to park the 8 that we had. If I wanted 8, we would have had to get a parking garage or something. So,
right.
But to talk about being ready for the success, most definitely, man. Like what we're going through, I feel like it's time.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put a positive spin on what you're going through with that legal shit. Mm-hmm. That's better that's happening now versus it happening when you're doing Drake numbers.
Right, numbers. And like, I don't want to be the Pooh Shiesty types where you crash out when you're on top.
Right. No, right.
Not to say that he did it. I don't want to be alleged the Pooh Shiesty type. I don't want to be alleged the Pooh Shiesty type, you know, where you're up, you know, everybody streaming you know, everybody know your name, you're a household name, you signed to a label.
Right.
And then you get involved in something possibly that can put you behind bars 10, 20 years and you already up 10, 20 years on niggas by having $1 million.
Like, right.
Niggas work on 10 years to save $1 million. So you already up that by being up millions. You're going to put yourself back 10 years by going to jail.
Right. The positive thing about that, though, is that's about to be behind you. This juice pops off and we see you on TV and shit like that.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to see no more shit about cash.
Oh, man. I ain't doing no more news unless it's BET.
I swear.
MTV.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. Like, I ain't trying to be on no more Channel 3s, 5s, 7s, 9s, 11s, 13s.
Yeah. What we say earlier, we out the streets and industry.
Yeah, we
out the streets and industry.
I'm not industry. I'm in these streets, but I'm going to put that reverse. I'm not in these streets. I'm industry now.
And listen to this, too. Like, you already up there, though, because how many niggas from Memphis that you know that rap that have the opportunity to come to LA and perform? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you already,
I feel blessed to have that.
You know,
man,
I'm 20 Rex.
Yeah, I shout that out to my team. Shout out to Town Fame for that, because it wouldn't be done without him. You know,
yeah,
he put me in the position to be able to get this done. Him and the good Lord, you can't forget about that as well.
LA niggas funny too. We don't like niggas coming up in our city trying to perform and shit. So the fact that you already got that
from Cali though,
so they gotta give me a half pass.
Oh yeah, you are. I mean, okay.
Birth certificate here.
I was born at Kaiser Memorial, man. Y'all can check my stamp.
So, what the fuck is Kaiser Memorial?
Well, ain't that what that shit called in Long Beach?
Kaiser Permanente.
Yeah, whatever. I'm from there. Correct me, damn it. But yeah, I was born there, man. 1992. You know,
in Lakewood.
Yes, sir.
Long Beach. Yeah, Long Beach.
Okay.
That's where we grew up at. We stayed there for like 6-7 years. Yep. Long Beach. That's where we grew up at.
Okay.
Yep. I had stories about seeing stupidness in Impala and shit when I was like 4 and 5 years old. Yeah, and then actually he's supposed to be hopefully at the show, so that'll be cool to be able to actually see him again, 20-some-odd years later in a different light.
That's a legend, man.
Yeah,
that's a career that
we recognize Snoop.
Everybody know who Snoop, he's a household name, but I don't think people really tap into like the fucking culture that he's created. You know? Fucking Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style was like the biggest debut of a rap album. Then 50 Cent came,
right?
But like Snoop numbers and fucking
Snoop was he
OG.
They was just arguing about that. Some people saying Snoop Dogg was bigger than Tupac.
Nah, Snoop Doggy Style was the biggest
for debut and all that,
rap album of all time. And you know, he'll be at the show, I'm sure, because all his people will be at the show.
Yeah,
and Snoop kind of live out that way too. He definitely has had a Snoop career is crazy,
and it Snoop's career is one that's still ever evolving.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
over.
I'd do a song with Snoop Dogg.
To this day, right now, Snoop, he just turned 50. What the other day? So shout out to him.
They didn't bring the mic on the stage tonight. Cut the show. We about to rap.
Snoop, yeah, he a real nigga.
He a trapper, he like bitches, and he fly.
Yeah, right. He got his own style. Like,
walk up on him.
Straight up.
What should we expect from Cash Deuce?
As far as what?
Music, career, what's like your next project? We work in Juice now, but you got something lined up after that?
I got a project already done called Fuck Around. That's a little more up-tempo.
Okay.
I feel like people gonna love that record as well. Now, that's a record that I actually wrote too.
Okay.
And I want to see if people can tell the difference between a written record and a punch-in record on mine too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But as far as me musically, I mean, you can expect more of the same. Me going in, giving you the truth, the real, and really what's going on in my life and what I've been through and what I've seen and what I've done. And career-wise, just expect more growth.
That's dope.
Yep. Expect more growth.
What about you?
Well, me, I'm just going with the flow right now. I'm just going with the flow. Whatever come, you know, I ain't got no way with this shit. I just, you know, have my way with it.
That's so, his praise.
I can hear a beat now, and I'd be like, I'm finna jump on it, or I'd be like, I jump on it, tell them to jump on it with me. So it's like, it's just, I'm always working. Then I got a, you know, short attention span, so I ain't gonna work on nothing too long.
What about you, Big?
That's short. Attention span, what was the question?
High be though.
Oh, too high.
Life be moving fast.
What was the question?
What should we expect? What, like, from you?
For me, I'm gonna try to drop another. I had dropped the album with my brother first, so I'm gonna try to drop album in the next couple of months or something like that. So that what you could be looking out for, Big Cash type shit.
Cash Juice, what should our listeners do ASAP?
Hey, man, y'all go follow me right now. It's Cash Duke, KASHDEUCE 901. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, anywhere. Cash Deuce, KASHDEUCE. Go get that. Yes, sir.
Make sure you come back, man, when you make that money. And I put me on.
All right, damn right. Anybody that fucks with me, I fuck with them for life.
You know, y'all Memphis niggas switch up when y'all get money.
Oh, nah.
You dealing with the wrong
nigga. I ain't gonna lie. This brother right here, my brother. When that man got his first $300,000, oh, boy.
See, I need to come out there in Memphis and tap in with y'all, but then, nigga.
You never know what you'll get.
We be on some chill shit, Joe. Just money and females. Yeah, money. Get money, get females. Yeah. That's it.
That's how we be on. But we can't, money, we can't say what the city gonna be on for.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely gonna tap in with y'all when I roll up to Memphis. But make sure y'all come back and tap in with ASAP.
Yes, sir. ASAP, yes, sir. We with it. Yes.
Chino
got a big job, don't you ever control him. I be throwing my life. That's bullshit.
Nowadays, only funerals and court dates. Shooting shit, man, I'm upping up the crime rate. Lavish life, now I'm feeling like a star. Hollywood, I'm recording on the boulevard. With a gun, feel like Young Pop Juice. Wrong move, I'ma let it ain't loose. Avenues with the killers and the dealers. No words, cause the niggas be my niggas. Fell in love with the guns and the butter.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all.
You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.